Today's Shir Mishnah for Yomi is Daf Tzadi Zayin Omud Beis. And we begin on the last line of Tzadi Zayin Omud Aleph. We're going to conclude Simen Samach Gimel today, Mirtz Hashem, Leishev Bishas Kriya Shema Velo Yishan. And today we'll discuss some of the other aspects of Kriya Shema, beginning with Sif Dalet, which we actually read yesterday, but we'll chazer over real quickly because we didn't do the Mishnah Berurahs. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Iker HaKavanah Hu B'Pasuk Rishon. The essential Kavanah, as we've mentioned already now many times, in Kriya Shema is Shema Yisrael, and as well, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. Hilkach, therefore, Im Korah V'lo Kivin Libo, if you read this without having Kavanah B'Pasuk Rishon for the Shema and as well Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Lo Yotzei De Chovaso V'Choz V'Korah. You have to go back and repeat it because you weren't fulfilling your obligation for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And this is according even to Vafilu L'man D'Omer Mitzvah Seinu Tzrichas Kavanah. Even according to the Man D'Omer, we had a machlokis a few days ago where we discussed whether you have to have intention to do the mitzvah or not. So even according to the Man D'Omer, it says you don't have to have intention to do the mitzvah. In the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, the Shema Modeh Hocha, he agrees that over here you're not Yotze if you don't have the intention, understanding of what you're saying. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis comments and he says, look in Sivkot Yud Aleph, we'd already learned this yesterday, that this is the Huadin Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'ol Be'ed, that this halacha applies as well as to Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Vim Lo Kivin Libo, Kivin Bo, and if you didn't have intention, understanding, Gam Kein Tzorech La'achzav L'Kros B'Kavanah, you have to repeat it and read it again with Kavanah. Now, when we say you have to repeat it, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Dalet writes, I know we skipped Yud Gimel, we'll get to that in a moment, in Yud Dalet he writes, B'lachash, you have to repeat it quietly. Don't say it out loud in this situation. Why? Because we discussed this the other day. You're not allowed to say Shema, Shema twice because it looks like Chas V'Shalom. They're two different gods, Chas V'Shalom. And he says to look in Simen Samach Aleph, where we discussed already in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chof Beis. And he says, Vafilum Kvar Korah Kol Parsha Shema, even if you read the entire Parsha of Shema and the entire Parsha of Ayim Shemoah, and only then did you realize you didn't say it properly, Acha Kachlizka Shalom Korah Pasuk Rishon B'Kavonah, you realize now you didn't say it with Kavonah, Tzorech Lach Zovelikros Kol Parsha Shema, you have to go back and say it. And indeed, in Lo Yikra Raka Pasuk Rishon, and don't just read Shema, read the entire paragraph, V'yahavta, Hevei Kekori L'mafreya Dena Yotzi. Because this looks like you're reading it out of order, as we will learn in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's Shir in Simen Samach Dalet. V'yimnitzkar B'emtza Parshas V'yom Shema, if you're in the middle of the Hayom Shema, the second paragraph, and you remember that you didn't say, you realize that you didn't say the Shema with the proper Kavona, then finish till the end of that paragraph, Yigmor Ad V'yomer, and then V'yaskel V'yikor Shema Ad V'yom Shema, then read the first paragraph of Shema V'yahavta until V'yom Shema. So you now have read two beforehand. Now you go back and read paragraph one because you didn't have Kavona on Shema, and now V'yaskel Parshas V'yomer, now you go back to paragraph three because the halach is that the order is not ma'akev, as we'll see in Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow's shir. Sivkot and Yud Gimel, now we can go back to, and we say, lo yotze, the person wasn't yotze, afilu im kodem shehisra likros niskavin l'kayim makriya. Even before you started saying Shema, you said, I'm now about to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, mitzvah saseh de Kriya Shema. Nevertheless, that's not called the kavana that's required over here. Mikol makom kol she be'emtza, into the middle, pono libo, l'dvar macherim, you thought of something else, you got distracted, then that's not called accepting upon yourself o malchus shemayim. Harei lo kibel olav malchus shemayim. You didn't have a full understanding of this, and you're not Yotze, even B'di'evit. You have to go back and repeat it. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tezvav. Mo de hocha, de af apish ein miskavin lotzeis b'zei yedei ha-mitzvah. Even though he holds it, you don't need to be Yotze, the mitzvah, by having kavanah that I hereby about to do the mitzvah, akoparim tzorech kavanah saleh b'kol pasuk rishon. But you do need the kavanah, the understanding of what you're saying for the first pasuk, in order that you should accept yourself, o machu shemayim, k'dei she'kabu lov, o machu shemayim. Now we go to Siv Hey. The Mechaber writes, Im Hoya Yoshin, if a person was asleep, we'll see what type of sleep we're talking about. Mitzarin Oso, the Mechaber says, you have to go and trouble the guy, Umeirin Oso, to wake him up, Ad Sheikra Pasuk Rishon, Vu Er Mamash, until he reads the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, and as well, Baruch Shem Kavod, while he's fully awake. Afterwards, Mikan Va'elech, Ein Mitzarin Oso Kedei Sheikra, Vu Er Mamash. Afterwards, we don't have to make sure that he's 100% fully wide awake while he's saying the rest of the Shema. Sha'afa pishu korei Misnam name Yotze. Even though he's a little bit asleep, he's still up really enough. We'll define Misnam name in a moment. It's like a little bit half awake, half asleep. He would be Yotze for the rest of Shema Bidyevit. Dirshu footnote number 20 brings down the Shulchan Aruch later on in Tafresh Sadi that defines this specifically. Shainu Shakorim Lo, somebody would call out to him, Va'ona, and he would be able to recognize that somebody's calling out to him. Ukish Laskirin Lo Dover Huniskar, and if they ask him something, he would remember it. However, Avein Yodeh Lano Svar, but he wouldn't be able to really give a logical argument or really to have a real fluid conversation with somebody. El Shemikom Mokom Yochol Lot Lachavin Lotzitz. But this is considered adequate enough that he can concentrate on what he's saying for the rest of the Shema, but not for the first pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tezayin adds, "V'uhadin ones acher hamavatu kavonaso." This is true not only for a half-asleep person, but if there's some other ones, some other accident or extenuating circumstances that causes him to lose his kavona, for the other parts of the Shema, Yotza as well. Dariel Koponim Korakula, because he actually read it, and that's all that really counts b'diavad. Avol nishtaka b'shein of lo korah, but if he fell asleep and he didn't read it, then of course lo yotza. The Hariel Koponim Tzorich Lekrosukula, because everybody agrees you have to read the entire Shema. Vida, furthermore, you should know, the Ye Shalosh Deos Bein HaPoskim, there are three different opinions amongst the Poskim as to which parts of the Shema one is required to have full Kavana during those parts. And the three opinions are as follows. Ye Shom and Dirak Pasuk Rishom Bavadu Min HaTorah. The only part that is Doraisa, that is in the Torah, is the first Pasuk, as we've mentioned. Others disagree. Ye Shom and the Kol HaPash Rishom Min HaTorah. Others say the entire first paragraph, Yahavta, as well as Shema, is also Min HaTorah. Others say that the second paragraph is also, volume Shemo is also included in the Torah requirement for saying the Shema. And by the way, Parsha Tzitz is the third paragraph, L'kuliyamu min HaTorah. Everybody says that that's min HaTorah, because Kedei L'haskir Yetzias Mitzrayim. That fulfills the obligation to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Tiknu L'haskir B'zman Kriyat Shema. The rabbis instituted this specifically during the Kriyat Shema. And he says, look in Simon Samach Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shari Tshuva over there, Mitzvah Shem. We'll get to that in a few days. The issue footnote number 21 asks a very important question. What happens if somebody is asleep and has not yet read Kriya Shema? Are we obligated to wake the person up? So, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal writes, Roy Lohoyer also, it is appropriate to wake the person up in order that he should read the Kriya Shema and Daven. Sha'af She'en Olav Chiyuv Klal, he's asleep, so technically he's potter, and he won't be punished because he's an ones, he's asleep. He says the overwhelming logic over here is that you should wake him up so you shouldn't lose out on this important mitzvah. However, he brings down as well the Shelus Uchuvus Karol David, and as well Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozan HaDatzal, who writes, Shekavonas HaShulchan Aruch, over here, is V'hayo Yoshein, doesn't mean if he's just misnamnim, just means half asleep, but it means he's actually fully asleep. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, Me'ikra Adin, Mitzarin, so you must wake the guy up, Kedei Sheikra, I'll call upon him, it's Pasuk Rishon Shul Kriyashma, to at least read the first Pasuk Kriyashma. So their understanding would be different than Rav Shlomo Zalman HaDatzal. They would hold that you must wake the person up. The Ramah adds a short statement over here, Hagah, V'din Shosui V'shikor, Ayin Lekam and Simon Sadi Test, Sif Aleph. We're going to also deal with people who are not competent over here to read the Shema because they're either drank a little bit of wine or drank a lot of wine, and these halachas will be discussed later on in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Sadi Test. The Mechaber writes in Siv Vav, HaKori Kriyat Shema. If somebody is in the middle of reading the Kriyat Shema, he should not make any sorts of signals. Lo Yirmos Bienav, he shouldn't make eye signals to somebody, blink his eye at somebody, do any sort of imaging with his eyes. V'lo yikros b'svasav, and he shouldn't make any sort of mouthings with his lips. V'lo yarab yetzavosav, and he shouldn't make hand motions of any sort while he's reading Parsha Rishona during the entire first paragraph. Why? Because that's the Iker Kabbalos Ol Malchus Shemayim. And if you do any of these things, it appears that Meshanira Kikori Arai. It's like the reading is not important for you. It's just a temporary, quick reading. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'dibar tobom. That means, V'darshinon, when it says that you should learn and speak in them, Darshinon asei oso keba. It means you have to put a little bit of attention and a little bit of concentration to saying them and not just get it over with. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yudzayin writes, Afilu l'dvar mitzvah also lirmos. Even the hand motions, all the motions that we're talking about over here, for even doing a mitzvah, one should not do this. The kol shekein she'asu lishov tabak b'kriyashma, and certainly doing anything like smoking or any other activity like that is totally inappropriate during the kriyashma. As an aside, many poskim say smoking at any point is asur and it's inappropriate. But here we're just talking specifically during the davening. It's inappropriate certainly during the reading of the kriyashma. The issue footnote number 23 brings down that the same halacha, according to the Ben Ish Chai, applies when you're saying the Kriyat Shema Lamita. One should be careful not to make any hand motions then as well. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, adds that when one is reading the Kriyat Shema with the brachos, even though he's already been yotzi with the Kriyat Shema, you still shouldn't make any hand motions or any other motions during that recitation of the Kriyat Shema. Bidyeved, however, the footnote does bring down that the Rambam paskins that if you already read it and you did make motions, you are in fact yotze. Dirshu footnote 24 brings down, however, that if you are making hand motions in order to prevent somebody from doing something that's osur, then he brings down the Kaf HaChaim, who says that in this situation, in the name of the Ritva, in Ein Efsharus Acheres, there is no alternative way to get the guy to stop doing something isur. Maybe he's about to eat something he thought was kosher and it's not, or anything similar to that, so then you would be allowed to signal to him. In fact, you would be allowed to even speak to him if there was no alternative. What about collecting tzedakah during the davening? So the Ben Yishchai writes down, so even though this is a Dvar Mitzvah, Mikol Mokum also lasos kain, it's inappropriate to go and collect tzedakah. But to give tzedakah, Rechayim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, Shebem Tzatzvilo Yitochin Shepotur, technically the person is potter because he's in the middle of this davening, in the middle of the Kriya Shema, the Shemoneh Esrei, Mishum Sha'osek B'mitzvah, potter B'mitzvah, and you're Osek in Tzvila, therefore you're potter for giving tzedakah. However, he does bring down, in Rotze B'kach, Mutul Osek Tzedakah after Parashu Rishon Shul Kriya Shema. If the person really wants to give the tzedakah at that moment, it would not be osur, even in the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Sivkot Yudches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is true for the first paragraph. V'yesh machmirim gam b'parsha shniyah. As we've already pointed out, that many that hold that the second paragraph is also min haTorah, so one shouldn't make any of these hand motions or other signaling during the second paragraph as well. He says, ach l'dvar mitzvah. However, in regards to performing some sort of a mitzvah using these hand motions or signals, l'kuli al mutal irmoz b'parsha shniyah, that would be permitted in the second paragraph. However, avol l'hafsik l'hedjul lo. But to interrupt totally, that would be inappropriate, as we will learn in Simen Samach Vav. In Dirshu footnote number 26, he brings down in the name of Rav Yashiv Zatzal that while you're making the motions, yeshul l'hafsik is a kriya. Don't continue reading the Shema, but interrupt. Make the hand motion that's essential for the mitzvah, and then continue reading the Shema. In between the paragraphs, the Levushei Srod writes, L'divrei HaKol Mutter, you would be allowed to make hand motions there, L'tzorach Mitzvah. And the Ben Yishchai adds that to teach a child to daven properly, that would also be allowed, even though the child's technically not a chiyuv in the tefillah, but there is a mitzvah chinuch over here that's called Dvar Mitzvah as well. In footnote number 27, he writes, Gam sheyelad koton matrido b'shasa kriya. If the child is disturbing him during the reading of the Shema, ubiglolo ein yochol l'chavein kroy, and because the child brings his young child to shul and the kid's acting up, so the Shari Tshuva brings down mutul irmoz lo. You can try to shush the kid, do something with hand motions to the child in order that your davening will be able to be enhanced. That is also called litzorach mitzvah. Siv zayin. The Mechaber writes, "Haya osik b'malacha." If the person is working for Ratzel Lekorz Kriyat Shema, and now it's time for Kriyat Shema, he has no ability to stop his job and go elsewhere to say Kriyat Shema. Yisbatu b'malachto. He should stop working at that place right where he is. Ad shikra parshas Rishona. Read the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema. Kadesh lo yeh kikori aroy. And this way, he stops. It doesn't look like it's just a temporary, quick reading of it. It looks like it's a more kavua, more set, and important type of reading of the Shema. In Sivkot and Yutetz, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Mashma de Mikan Vahola, for the other paragraphs of the Kriya Shema, Mutter. One would be permitted to continue working and reciting them, even Afilu B'Virchus Kriya Shema, including the Brachos of Kriya Shema. And he says this is, in fact, specifically brought down in Simen Samach Vav in the Beis Yosef, and as well, he says, in Simen Kuvtzadi Aleph by the Taz. However, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Vitzarech Ian Godol. He says, I personally don't understand why you should have a heter to go and say rest of the paragraphs of Kriya Shema while you're working. And the issue footnote 28, he explains what the Tzorach Iyun Gadol is over here. He brings down in the name of the Taz that when you're doing a mitzvah, or you're osek in tvila, or you're making some sort of a bracha, also lasok b'davarachi, you're not supposed to do anything else. So how could it possibly be that your mutter kan lasos melacha? And he says, again, look over there to see all the discussion on this subject, Ayin Shom. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Ha'umnin, workers, V'chein Balabayi Shai Osu Melocha B'Rosh Ilan, or if the owner of the tree himself, the owner of the orchard, or the workers of the orchard, are working up in the top of a tree, so O B'Rosh Shuras Habinyon, or on the top of a building of some sort, they're allowed to read up there, Korin Kriyashma B'Mekomam, as opposed to, as we learn in Shmon Esrei, that you're not allowed to do that. Here, since it's only a little bit of time that's going to be required to have Kavana, Einon Tzrich Lered, we don't make them come down, and even though they're in a high place, and we normally would be concerned that they would fall, if they really put their kavanah into the davening, so Shmoneh Esrei, which takes a longer time to say, we don't let them say up there because we're concerned that they would fall and they have to come down to say it. But Shema, which you only have to have concentration in the first paragraph or maybe even only the first pasuk, so we allow them to say it up there in the high place in the tree or on the top of the building blocks. Sif Tes. This is the final sif in Simen Samach Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Hakatov, a person who's carrying a burden, Afal Pishimaso Akseifo, even though the burden is still on him right now, is permitted, Kari Kriyashma, is allowed to say the Kriyashma while he's carrying the burden. But he shouldn't start saying the Kriyashma at the time that he's placing the burden upon himself or taking the burden off himself, because this way he will not be able to have Kavana. But once it's already safely tucked on his shoulder or wherever it is that he's carrying it, so if a person doesn't have any other choice, so he's allowed to recite the Kriyashma while he's carrying this thing. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof writes, and he says, "Va'afilu imamasu hu shaldal kabin." Even if it's a large package over here, the legabi tvi la'aser in regards to Shmoneh Esrei, as we learn in Simen Sadi Zayin Sif Hey, that would be also for a person to daven Shmoneh Esrei. Nevertheless, legabi kriyashma mutter. In regards to the recitation of kriyashma, it is permissible. In Dirshu footnotes number 29, he brings down the reason for this. Why in kriyashma it's mutter? So he brings down the pri chadosh who says shebe kriyashma hakavona ma'akeves rak b'pasuk rishon. Again, similar to the tree. When a person is only required to have kavanah for the first paragraph or the first pasuk, so even if you're carrying a heavy package, you can manage that. Even though he's carrying something, which for the Shmoneh Esrei would be too hard to have kavanah the entire time as he's adjusting the package and it's heavy and he's thinking of the package, but for the one pasuk or paragraph of kriyashma that you need kavanah for, so we assume that the person can do that. This concludes Simen Samach Gimel and today's shir.